Mitch Magruder didn't hear the word no very often, especially in business, and usually never from a woman. So when he heard that Greta Mason had said no to his offer to buy her run-down, dilapidated shack of a 15-room motel right on the sands at Fort Lincoln Beach, Florida, which just so happened to be his hometown, he knew he had only one choice. He'd have to go home for the holidays and take care of a little business while he was there. Turning down his sales team and an offer on paper was one thing. Turning down the CEO and a friend of her brother, someone she'd known since she was a kid? That might be different. Besides, he could be damned charming in person. And surely she wouldn't say no to him. Not after he offered her enough money to put her two kids in private school and settle herself in a nice beach condo. Hell, he might even buy the condo for her. It was the Christmas season after all, and he was feeling generous. Especially if he could get her motel out of the way and clear the beach for one of his resorts. He turned left at the stoplight and headed down to the beach. The waves rolled up against the white sand shore, beckoning to him and making his stomach tighten. One would think at 43 he'd be well past surfing age, but it seemed like he could never stray too far from the need to grab a board, climb on top of a wave, and ride it in, no matter where he was. If there was an ocean, he wanted to be in it. And hell, why not? He'd worked hard to build Magruder Enterprises into the multi-million-dollar organization it was. Last year, he divested himself of his sporting goods company, which gave him more free time to concentrate on the resort aspect of his business. And most importantly, more time to play. He had money, he had time, and he enjoyed his life. Just him and the waves, which greeted him as he pulled into the parking lot of the Crystal Sands Motel. Oh, man, this location was perfect. The motel sat on the white sand, not more than 50 yards from the water. There was plenty of room east, as well as north and south of the motel, to allow for an expansive resort area. Beachfront property, baby. He stepped out of the car and took a walk down beachside to get a feel for the traffic in the area. It was pretty remote. Great when he put up the resort. Not so great for a 15-room motel. A few families enjoyed the water with their kids, but Greta had nothing else to offer them other than the ocean. No catamaran, no jet ski rentals, though he did see a net for beach volleyball. She was trying, at least, but her resources were obviously limited. She needed a lot more. She needed him.